But right now, we're going to get our friend Roy Firestone, who kindly comes in and joins us once in a while. Award-winning journalist, sports commentator at Roy Firestone, royfirestone.com. Roy, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. Drew. How are you today?
Good.
Hi, Mike. Hey, how are you?
There's a lot to talk about today. Let's start with what I consider the easy but still plenty to talk about case of Chase Utley.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting here is the inconsistency in Major League Baseball. The umpires said they got it right on Saturday night. They did not rule him out. They did not rule him obstructing in any way the
ball. Let's start with that. When I saw the slow motion, I saw the shortstop touch the bag and then get knocked down. And then the slide.
First of all, he didn't touch the bag.
Well, what does that mean? The slow motion.
He was
motion,
about an inch and a half away on the replay. It showed that he never even touched the bag.
See, I couldn't see that on the replay I saw. It looked like he touched the bag.
So okay.
Now, is it not the case that the basemen are held to a closer standard than the runner? Is that right in terms of touching the bag?
Listen, I'm going to take 10 seconds and read the rule. You guys can reflect on it.
Okay.
If in the judgment of an umpire, a base runner willfully or deliberately interferes with a batted ball or a fielder in the act of fielding a batted ball with the obvious intent to break up the play, the ball is dead and the runners don't advance. They get the double play. Inning is over. So that's essentially what the rule said. Joe Torre on Sunday said they got it wrong on Saturday. Well, if you're a Mets fan, I mean, most people listening to this broadcast are probably Dodger fans.
I sure hope so.
If you're a Mets fan, they kind of got it late. You know, you lose the game, you lose your shortstop to an injury, which is significant, although it has nothing to do with the actual play. And Dodgers win a huge game. If that stays 2-1 and they end the inning, who knows?
Yep.
If the Mets win that game, they're going with their ace tonight. They could wrap it up in New York tonight. At best now, they can only take a 2-1 advantage. But the most important thing to remember is that Torre overruled his umpires. They said, no, we looked at it. We don't think there was any intentional obstruction. So he's safe. The run scores. They have a big inning, and everything goes on. But it's pretty unprecedented. You know, it happens once in a while, but it's fairly unprecedented for a league official to overrule the umpires, which he did. It's too late if you're a Mets fan. It's too late.
Why, if the umpires got it right, is there a two-game suspension?
Well, that's right, Torre is saying they got it wrong. And by the way, the suspension will not go into effect tonight. Utley is available to play, which I think it's going to be very interesting, I'm telling you.
Right.
I don't think he's going to see the field tonight myself.
But that's because of the appeal, right? That's why he's allowed to play while the appeal goes forward?
Yes, they have to appeal. And the only scenario that even if he's found, you know, it's sustained, his suspension, he has to lose the next game, which would be tomorrow, and then the final game. But, you know, he is going to be able to play tonight. I don't know that he will play. He's not an integral part of the lineup. He's really a bench player at this point in his career, a former All-Star, but still a bench player now. But the fact is that Torre overruled his own employees, and that's fairly rare. And again, if you're a Mets fan, you're not happy at all. If you're a Dodger fan, you're thrilled.
Well, you said he's not going to see the field. I think if he tries to come out on the field, he won't see the field because it'll be covered with Jägermeister bottles.
More importantly, I mean, how motivated are Mets pitchers to throw at Chase Utley at this point?
Well, you have to figure that there's going to be some sort of warning if anyone gets hit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a warning. What they want to avoid is a pregame warning saying the first person that hits a batter is getting tossed because Matt Harvey pitches inside. And if he can't pitch inside, fearing that he'll hit somebody and get ejected, well, that's going to change the whole dynamic of the game. But it is interesting to, you know, this thing has been so played. I think the Pope has an opinion at this point.